Hi, everybody out there in podcast land. It's me, Robert Dutt, editor of channelbuzz.ca, and usually your host for this podcast. Usually, but not today. We're doing something a little different for you today. Today, we're bringing you a great podcast from our friends at Ingram Micro Canada. It's a panel discussion between a representative of Ingram, a representative of Microsoft, and an Ingram Micro partner like you, and it's all about desktop as a service. What I really liked about this podcast is that it's a lot like what we do here on the podcast. It focuses on you and building your business. And in the podcast, the panelists talk through the benefits of Windows 10-based DAS solutions. The panel discusses what DAS means for both partners and their customers, and the all-important attach of professional and managed services, and how DAS can potentially double your device-related revenues from a customer over a six-year period. They also tackle what's in it for customers, and how the DAS motion through Ingram Micro Flexible Financing Solution works for you as a partner. And here's a big spoiler. Despite it being a three-year term, it could be more and faster than a typical cash sale, and based on a bigger number to boot. It's a great deep dive on how DAS works for you as a solution provider and for your customers, talks you through the whole DAS lifecycle. It even has an exclusive offer for a one-on-one workshop to help you through the decisions you need to make before you bring DAS to market as your own successful new offering. Give it a listen and learn more about how Ingram Micro Flexible Financing Solutions can help you make DAS an important part of your business going forward. Enjoy the show, and we'll be back in your podcast feed next week with your regularly scheduled channelbuzz.ca podcast.
Hi, everyone. We have an amazing panel of guests with us today from Intel, Microsoft, Ingram Financing, and a special guest partner reseller. We are discussing the latest trends in leasing devices, which we call DAS, Device as a Service. We are looking at this from a reseller perspective and are answering some honest questions about the program. Have a listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Aaron. I've been an Ingram Micro partner for approximately 15 years. Out of respect for the customer base and for privacy reasons, I won't share our company name, but at a high level, we are your typical SMB solution provider, roughly 75 customers. We specialize in everything from hardware deployment, cybersecurity, cloud services, infrastructure projects, and a lot more. We started out as a break-fix services type of company, but over the years, we've evolved our suite of managed services as well. We, as an Ingram Micro partner, were always interested in hearing about what is working well for other Ingram Micro solution providers, whether that be through the Ingram One trade show, talking with some of our peers, attending webinars and podcasts like this. And throughout all that, we were introduced to the idea of device as a service through Ingram Micro Flexible Payment Solutions. And I'm looking forward to hearing a lot about that today.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron. Ian here. And listen, the way that technology buyers want to consume technology is changing. And we believe that that's going to continue as we look forward. And our job here at Ingram Micro Flexible Payment Solution is to create products that allow your customers to buy from you now, yet pay for that investment over time. And the best news is that our job isn't done when we build a program or a product, but it's walking beside you on this journey. And Aaron, really look forward to the conversation today to kind of figure out what's on your mind, because I would imagine what you're thinking about, a lot of your peers in the channel are as well. But we're not just here to build the programs and kind of let you go off on your way, but really to walk beside you to figure out, how do you leverage them? How do you get your sales team to rally around them? And how do we build confidence to provide optionality, options for customers to buy from you that really going to help you grow and scale your business? Kirk?
Awesome. Thanks, Ian. And hello, Aaron. My name is Kirk Sinclair. I'm a partner sales executive with Microsoft DPSS. We commonly refer to ourselves as the OEM team. So we're focused on building the intelligent edge, partnering with resellers and distributors to make sure that they sell and build the devices that consume Microsoft Cloud. Great thing today is devices as a service is just such a natural fit for the entire Windows ecosystem. So I'm really excited to hear a little bit more around the Ingram program from Ian, and then hopefully some of the areas that Aaron thinks he can apply it to his business.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good segue into one of the questions that I had, Kirk. So I'm curious, at a high level, and this question is more for Ian, what, in your opinion, is device as a service? And more specifically, what is Ingram Micro doing today to help partners like me offer DAS to our customers?
Great question, Aaron. You know, device as a service means a million things to a million different people. So I think it's really important at the beginning of this time together to kind of level set or kind of define it from an Ingram perspective. And simply put, it's a new consumption option for you and your end users. You likely promote the option for them to cut you a check or run their credit card, but device as a service, again, and I said this kind of in introduction, but I think it's a really, really important point and kind of the genesis of any device as a service strategy is it allows your customers to buy now, yet pay for that investment in technology over time. And what we've found is that, again, on this really simple point, when you allow customers different ways to buy from you, you will sell more and you will sell more faster. And what Ingram has realized is that it's not just about paying for the technology over time, yet bundling, kind of demystifying or making it easier for every customer or end user to buy the suite of technology and services that really allow them to thrive, right? We together can do the hard work of creating bundles of hardware and software, professional services, ongoing managed services, cloud subscriptions into a simple to understand bundle that is consumed on a monthly basis and with one single invoice. Now that's kind of how we define kind of device as a service, you know, all inclusive, one agreement, one bill with an ongoing expectation around services, right? So Aaron, that's kind of the answer to your first question. The second part of the question is, you know, how does Ingram help? You know, from our experience, many of the partners have asked us to create a device as a service program or practice. Most folks don't have a lot of experience building products, right? We resell other people's products. So that's why Ingram has to enter in the kind of practice building exercise, right? And what's been the most successful is on the tail end of listening to this podcast is we're going to make an offer to you to join a workshop, a one-on-one workshop where we can walk you through the 8 to 10 decisions you need to make before you can bring your device as a service program to market. Everything from how do I build a bundle and how do I get paid and what are positioning points or what are some of the selling assets that I need to create? So like I've said a couple of times, we're here not just to say, hey, device as a service is here and you really need to get on board, but really walk beside you. And I know Kirk has a ton of great feedback and guidance on how Microsoft and Intel are able to do that for us as well.
Yeah, and honestly, there's a million different definitions, and obviously Microsoft has one. I think of it as four pillars, and you really kind of hit the nail on the head there, Ian. So the first piece is great new Windows 10 Pro devices. So making sure that you've got the intelligent edge, modern devices powered by Intel on the first piece of it. The next part is consuming cloud, making sure that you're attaching that Microsoft 365 subscription to that device, because when we see a Windows 10 Pro device out there, someone is going to need Office apps, they're going to need Teams for collaboration, and potentially you're going to need device management and additional security. We've got that supported. And then the next kind of piece of the pillar is really the reseller is the final threat to land that solution at the customer. We need the reseller community to finish everything up, to put it all together, to make sure that there's a great experience to that end customer, so they keep coming back. And then the part that Ingram adds into this whole thing is bundling it all together and hitting that one price where a business owner, an end customer, can understand what their cost is per year and know that they're going to get a great experience with a great modern device, with fantastic compute, with strong cloud, great control and manageability, and then great productivity and collaboration for their user. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, thank you both. That's a good overview. So thinking back to my business and what's important to me at a high level, and I'd open this up to both of you, maybe Ian can start. From your perspective, what are the main benefits that I get for my business, right? As a solution provider, what do I gain at a high level by offering device as a service to my customers?
Aaron, great question. You know, I think before any of us start a new practice or spend time and energy on anything, we need to really kind of understand what the benefits are for us, right? What are some of the outcomes that we can realize if we spend the time and energy there? And one of the things I just want to call out is the simplicity of the sale, both for your tenured sales individuals, but also for new individuals that join the team, right? And when you do the hard work of kind of bundling the products and the services into a fixed monthly price, it just allows your sales team to be that much more efficient and really that much faster in servicing the end users, which we know you care so deeply about. The second thing that comes to mind for me is really the selling of services. It's much easier to attach your ongoing managed services and a device as a service experience, right? When you think about it, it is the bundling of everything, hardware, software, professional services, managed services, cloud subscriptions. So again, versus selling those all in kind of disparate or different selling motions, being able to kind of do the hard work of bringing those all together, the result that we hear often is more managed services are going to be sold. And when you sell more managed services, your company is worth more. You know, the one thing that I think is understated is as a human race, The way that we can buy pretty much anything is changing. And what's changing is the option to pay over time, pretty much anything that you consume. I was recently buying some plane tickets for a family vacation or over the Thanksgiving break. And at the end of the day, I was able to pay for those plane tickets on a monthly basis, right? It allowed me to buy now and pay for those things over time. And the last thing that I'll mention is just the ownership of the refresh cycle. With devices as a service, the destination is no longer to own the technology outright. I would argue very few of our buyers woke up this morning wanting to cut a big check and own technology outright. And this is kind of the reaction to that. But again, with devices as a service, you don't own the technology. You use it for a period of time. And when that period of time is over, you refresh to the new. And some would even say that devices as a service allows you to create kind of an ongoing technology budget for customers for the foreseeable future, right? Once they approve kind of a monthly payment for a given technology set once, the refresh cycle and being able to capitalize or leverage that budget will be something that you'll be able to leverage for the years to come. And those were the couple of things that come to mind for me. How about you, Kirk?
Yeah, and just to pile on that last statement, as far as I see it, devices as a service should actually result in an increase of revenue. And that's really coming from the refresh rate that we see in the market. So Intel released a study that said North American devices were getting refreshed for commercial every 5.6 years. That's a really weird number to do some mental math with. So let's just call it 6 years. So every 6 years, someone's going to refresh their commercial devices on average. If you're a reseller and you're floating somewhere in that average where your customers are coming to you and looking to refresh at that time, if you can onboard them into a DaaS practice and you can hold them to that 3-year term, what's that going to do for your revenue with that account? It's going to double it. And that's the really exciting piece. And the other great thing is you now are having a better experience with all of those users, right? Because you think about it, someone using a 6-year-old device is going to be very difficult for you as the reseller to maintain. It's going to cost more for the end customer because it's going to be out of warranty. It's going to require, you know, additional repair costs. And we've seen that devices over 4 years cost in excess of about $2,500 per year to maintain because of that loss of productivity, the additional, you know, wear and tear cost and sourcing products. So the big opportunity there is you're going to drive more revenue for your business, and you're actually going to reduce your headaches for your managed service practice.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you both for the answers there. You touched on a lot of things that I'm hoping to accomplish within my business, right? Allowing customers to pay over time. They're currently paying me monthly for the managed services that I offer. Easier refresh cycles for my sales team, increased revenue, less headaches down the road, like Kirk mentioned. That's all great. Makes a lot of sense to me. Switching gears here briefly, let's look at this from my customer's point of view. If you guys had to summarize, what would you say are the main benefits to my customers of device as a service?
So Aaron, I'm really excited about kind of changing the sales conversation using device as a service. So typically we would talk about a procurement case and you would kind of build your default device, right? Like everyone kind of picked their standard device and again, mid-level. Device as a service and the unique program that Ingram has built actually makes higher end devices more accessible to you as a reseller to sell to your end customer. So you can get into great platforms like Evo. And if you're not familiar with the Evo platform from Intel, it's the next generation of branding like Ultrabook. So these are thin, light devices that are getting much more battery life. So that means that you can go and land that premium device with that specific user. And that's really important in kind of the current day and state that we are because, you know, actual recruitment and retention is becoming more and more difficult, right? As we go into a partially hybrid work or remote work, actually allowing us to get the talent that we want is very important. And one of the areas that millennials are saying actually influences their decision to work at a place is actual technology. Do they like the applications that you're using? Is the hardware up to date? So fit and finish, as silly as it sounds, actually becomes very critical for your users. So that's a really exciting piece to make sure that you're offering up that as part of the refresh piece. The other interesting piece that you can start to inject in is modern IT, especially modern deployment. We've got a solution called Autopilot, and that's Microsoft Windows 10 capability to start remotely deploying devices. So that means that through the cloud and Azure Active Directory, you can now land a full device deployment as opposed to going out and sourcing an imaging solution, you know, the old school USB, rewrite the device and then land it. Instead, you can actually do it, land the device directly with the end customer, and then have it remotely deployed and managed and ready to go. So those are the two areas that I'm excited about.
Now, Kurt, that makes a lot of sense. And I think starting this journey, thinking about what's in it for your end user is extremely important, right? And hopefully we covered off on some of the benefits and outcomes that you would realize as one of our partners, Aaron. The only other things that I would add on to Kurt's thoughts there is end users like predictability. And that's really one of the major drivers or kind of benefit statements within device as a service, right? The predictability of a fixed monthly cost, the predictability of a service that delivery, the predictability of the managed services experience that you're going to deliver, the predictability of not having or being stuck with aging and old technology, right? As humans, when we own something, we typically hold on to it until there's significant signs of risk, age, failure, what have you, right? And when you're thinking about device as a service, the idea of refreshing to the new on a given timetable or life cycle is kind of central to its value proposition, right? The only other thing that I'll mention, which I think is important to kind of continue to remind you of, Aaron, is providing optionality. One of the things that we've seen in the channel is that, you know, if something works, we continue to do it over and over and over again. And I think from a psychological perspective, I understand why that's the case. But what I'd promote to you, Aaron, is that if your customers don't know that they have options, they might look elsewhere, right? So one thing that's important is that even if customers aren't outwardly asking for device as a service or the opportunity to pay for things over time, customers might not say yes every single time you bring up a new idea. But I think it's important for them to understand all of the different options that they have, not only in the services and the technology that you represent, but the way that they can ultimately consume the technology as well.
Yeah, thanks, Kirk and Ian. That makes a lot of sense. Thinking back to that relationship that I have with my customer, over the years, I've become a trusted resource as their managed service provider, their solution provider, right? With an offering like device as a service, is this marketed as Ingram Micro or Microsoft or Intel, or are there ways that I can make this offering look and feel like my own? Ian, what are your thoughts there?
I would say that we are going to follow your desire and how you want to go to market. If you want Microsoft and Intel and Ingram, and you believe that that gives you benefit to kind of go to market together, we can absolutely do that. If, you know, having it be branded from an agreement perspective or an invoicing perspective is super important to you, we have features and functions that allow you to, again, leverage your branding and kind of, again, promote that to the marketplace with your device as a service offer. So I guess, Aaron, the way I think about that is let's continue to have the conversation about what you'd like to see happen. And the best news is that we've seen it be successfully rolled out to the marketplace in many different ways, both in a reseller or a partner's branding, kind of having co-branding with some of our top technology partners or even Ingram. So when you think about how you really want your customers to experience this, how you want to differentiate in the market, I would say that the best news is that Ingram can fall in line and help you out there.
Thanks, Ian. Thinking back to that customer, and again, I'm always protective of my customers and the experience that they have with any of our vendors or distributors. And as you can probably imagine, there's been scenarios in the past where the customer experience wasn't overly pleasant, which puts a lot of unfair pressure on me, right? Can you help me understand the steps that my customer would take to sign up for something like this and overall what that experience would be like?
Yeah, sure. No problem. And Kurt, if you have anything to pile on, you know, please do. You know, Aaron, when you think about changing the selling behavior, which is really what device as a service is, right? This isn't overly complicated, but we're asking your sales folks to kind of think about a different way of going to market or a different way of promoting your products and services, right? We have to keep it simple. So on a high level, the first thing that I would encourage you and your sales team to think about is asking one simple question, which is asking as many customers as you're comfortable in doing so, we would argue every single one of them, would they benefit from being able to pay for this technology investment over time? You know, device as a service doesn't really mean anything to most customers. And that's, again, one of the major value propositions. So lead with that one question. If you get some buying signs, or most of the time when we ask that question on behalf of our partners, customers are typically going to ask, you know, tell me more about that, right? And once that happens, there's a really easy process to get pricing. You'll work with myself and my team, and there's portals you can use. We talked about some of the integrations that we have with things like ConnectWise and Salesforce. Or again, you could just send us an email with the basic information to get a quotation or some pricing from us. If that customer is ready to move forward, there's no complicated credit application. All we need is the legal name of that entity, how much they're wanting to finance. And within an hour or less, we're going to be able to give you an approval and provide the signature pages, right? Whether that's DocuSign or kind of a physical agreement. And that agreement is one page, right? So it's not overly complicated. Most customers react really favorably when they see it. And again, like I said a handful of times, me and my team are here to walk beside you every step of the way. A lot of times we're asked to jump onto end user calls and we really enjoy that. Sometimes we hear things that, you know, as you're getting started and building confidence, you might not pick up on. And, you know, really at the end of the day, we're deal makers. So I want to make the process really simple for you to kind of have self-service. But if you require or would like us to be involved, we can walk beside you every step of the way. Kirk, anything to add there?
I would just say Ingram Micro is a trusted partner around the world for both Intel and Microsoft. So that's why we're here to growing our partnership. And again, what Ian said previously around you decide how to work with your customer and what the offerings are, then, you know, you certainly offer that and then lean heavily on the Ingram team if you have any questions.
Thank you both. Appreciate the outline and overview of what that process would look like for both myself and the customer. Thinking back to the end of what that sales cycle would look like, and this is a question I might open up to both of you, Kirk and Ian. How do I, as the business owner, as the solution provider, how do I ensure that I'm profitable, right? How do I make money?
You know, Aaron, what I would ask you to consider or think about is you're going to get paid in a device as a service transaction the same way that you're paid on a cash sale. In fact, you might even get paid faster by leveraging a device as a service program. As soon as you deliver the solution, within 24 hours, you're funded. So for as an example, if you had a $25,000 Surface solution that you were deploying to a given end user, and you were going to ask them to be paid, you know, X in advance and Y after you completed the solution, just keep in mind, as soon as you deliver that product, you're going to invoice Ingram, and within 24 hours, you're going to get paid that $25,000, right? So your margin would be kind of included in that in a cash sale, and it's no different in device as a service. And what we found is, you know, that's kind of the payment scheme, right? How quickly you can get paid and how you get paid. But what we've also found and heard from a lot of resellers like yourself is when you're bundling together the hardware, software, cloud subscriptions, managed services, what have you, and you're not leading with line item pricing, it's much harder for your customers to negotiate, which they do all the time in line item pricing, I'd imagine, which is a good outcome for you, right? Because you can preserve or have higher margins in this device as a service sale, not only because of the bundling, but because they're not just buying hardware, right? They're buying hardware, pro services, managed services, cloud services, kind of all in an easy to understand bundle. So you preserve margin based on bundling, and then you increase margin because of the suite of products and services that you're recommending that they buy in a device as a service model.
Thanks, Ian. That makes a lot of sense in terms of bundling products together for the customer and why that would help me maintain my margins and overall profitability. Again, switching gears here and thinking about my customer, overall, would you say that the customer is getting a good deal, right? Does this make a lot of sense for the customer financially?
So this offer does make a lot of sense for your customers. There's a couple of big benefits there. One, they're actually saving the value. And unlike previous financing models that we've actually seen in panel, it's normally been like you take the cost of the device and you divide by 36, and that's your 3-year program, right? And so the interesting piece is Ingram is figuring into the payments that your customer is going to do like a car lease, right? That's really what it is. So that residual value that's in the device is actually bringing down their payments cost. So they're not paying as much as if they were just going to do a financing model and then at the end of 4 years, they'd have a device that they'd have to remove. So that makes it way more accessible. So what you can then do is, again, you've got a little bit more budget in your end customer to offer up additional services. And a couple areas that we want to make sure that we're landing as far as services are Intel's vPro technology. So that's on-chip management. So if you've got devices that you want to manage even below the OS layer at the BIOS level, you can do that with vPro. You also add on additional features like Azure Active Directory and Intune, Microsoft MDM. So again, additional manageability. So rather than just saying, hey, I've got a great price on a management solution, you can now say, here's a great price on a device, plus I'm going to inject in additional security and management. And they should see a ton of value because when they go and they compare that to outright buying the devices, you know, you're still going to be on budget and you're going to be adding so much more value.
That's good stuff, Kirk. And the only thing that I would add to it is that everybody's in pursuit of getting the best deal, Aaron, and device as a service is much more than pricing, right? As Kirk mentioned, there's ways to get to kind of a 0% or kind of the interest-free type of environment. There's times where we have programs that allow you to do that. We have other partners that will sacrifice a small percentage of their margin to make it look like it's, you know, interest-free. So that's really where, you know, myself and my team in our workshop can kind of walk beside you, understand from a pricing perspective where you want to be, the margins that you're expecting, but making sure that it's attractive to end users. I mean, at times 0% sells, but at the end of the day, sometimes customers or often customers understand that for paying for things over time, there's a small premium to be paid for that. And some of the benefits, both for you and the end user that we went through with you today, hopefully get you excited about the prospect of at least trying selling in a device as a service model.
Yeah, it definitely does. And thank you both. It feels like both of your organizations have spent a lot of time at the drawing board putting this together to make a lot of business sense for both me and my customers. Again, this is super exciting. What do I need to do to move forward? Are there steps I need to take on either side to start offering this to my customers?
Yeah, the first thing is definitely reach out to your Ingram sales rep. And I would say try a test project. So look at your most common offering on a device from HP, Lenovo, or Dell. Engage the DAS team at Ingram and then build a sample offer. And then if you're a trusted advisor with some of your customers, go and show them that offer. Ask for feedback, right? Like if you're close with them, get an idea of here's how I'm currently offering my services to you. Is this model enticing? I think the Ingram team would make a really compelling offer. Try and make sure that, you know, the best foot forward. If you need additional assets, obviously, we can support that to make sure that, you know, the full offer is fleshed out as far as additional insight or, you know, marketing collateral. But I think the first thing is understanding what would make a great offer and then getting some customer feedback.
Yeah, Kirk, I think that that's exactly it. I mean, the Ingram team is here to help. We had promoted kind of our workshop, kind of exploring the 8 to 10 decisions that we found partners like yourself need to make to kind of bring something to market. So you can reach out to Canada Sales at IngramMicroFPS.com if you want to get your workshop scheduled. But the other thing, Aaron, that I would just mention is, you know, in your discovery sessions and, you know, customer conversations this week, start talking about it. Right? You don't have to have a fully engineered solution to start stress testing how your end users react to such an offer. Hey, if I was able to bundle A, B, and C together and it was easy to consume and you could pay for it monthly and every 3 to 4 years we'd show up and go shopping and you get new devices, like, how do you feel about that? What is your feedback? How likely would it be that you would be attracted to such an offer? So I think the partners that are the most successful are the ones that realize that it's going to take time to get a fully baked offer and are comfortable in kind of exploring with their end users, with their sales teams, kind of the prospect of this new consumption option, which is where we started the conversation, Aaron, right? This is just providing your customers one more way to buy from you.
Yeah, thank you. That makes a lot of sense. You have my wheel spinning in a lot of different areas. So I appreciate the insights and ideas from both you, Ian and Kirk. And this was very helpful. Appreciate it a lot.
Great conversation, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron and Ian. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. To get more information, follow the link in the show notes to get in contact with a dedicated specialist who will create a custom proposal for your business. Or send an email to canadasales@ingrammicrofps.com.